brought to my attention quite a few years ago, and I just spent some time there in Villa Buffet in the car parks, and I just observing along with a few business people and other concerned people. Like, we don't know that at appropriate distance, we didn't intimidate or we didn't take photographs or we didn't video them. We watched what was going on. It was very, very organized, where people had been left off in the morning. They had wee stools with them or beer crates, and they just sat there. They sat beside the pay and display machines, where people were always, you know, coming into the shops and that, they were putting money in and they were being asked there and then. So we then stood there for a while, and they become very uncomfortable, and then started to move away, and we observed cars coming, big BMWs, quite new, coming and lifting them and leaving them off. After a while it stopped, but it just continues, and it's started up quite a bit again now. People left sitting there. Sometimes it's women on their own, sometimes it's men, like, but it was actually just got a photograph sent to me yesterday, just of someone sitting there in the Balbuffet area. We know the guys do approach them and do move them on, but all we're moving about, and we do believe this is organised crime, that is, it's slavery. We believe in cases people's identification or passports are removed, and that they're left in terrible condition. And it's, you know, there, we sometimes think they're actually the victim, and this needs to be stopped. And I would be quite critical of the Gardaí. I think they need to be doing more. Not the local men, they're doing their best, and women, but I think it's time for the super and the rest to find out what is going on. There's people are very quick to sort of, you know, to blame and accuse and stuff like that there, you know, but I would believe, and a lot of people believe, we believe these people are victims as well. And it's just simply not good enough. And the Gardaí needs to, it's not a matter of moving them on, it needs to be properly investigated and find out who's behind it. It's just, it's becoming a racket now, and it's terrible to see it going on.
And are these people, do they appear to be homeless, or are they begging on the streets? Is it for money?
Yeah, it's for money, and they're out, and they have cardboard makeshift signs and blankets around them and wee cup pouches, you know, and that's sad. But it's we believe it's organised. We believe that the money, when the money's collected, it's taken off them, and that, you know, if we don't have the manpower to go and investigate, but the Gardaí need to follow it up. Like, and it's gone on for years. Stone and McKinley, Sinclair McKinley, that's the same ball. It's gone on for years and years, like, and it needs to be properly investigated and found out on where they are and who's behind it. It's people trafficking. The same as a lot of other stuff is going on here, and it's part of the world we're living in now, and it's very, very sad. People do take advantage, like, of particularly Donegal and Irish people are very good, you know. There's no good in giving money. In some cases, I see people go down and actually give food, because they have their own suspicions that the money's going elsewhere, and they maybe down food, but it needs to be investigated and find out who's behind this, or at least try and help them people. We shouldn't have to sit out in the rain and cold in Ireland today. People are finding it hard enough in Ireland today, but there's no need for somebody to be sitting out together. There's plenty of voluntary groups and expert groups, and I would ask anybody to, you know, to pass it on to the Gardaí as well. Like, but you don't need to, we wouldn't encourage anybody to begin intimidating or taking photographs or videoing people like that. You know, you can be observed and just go up to the Gardaí station, you know. But the guards do know about it. Like, this has been reported to the guards for years. Mm-hmm.